Remember that trade deal with China? Not working out so well. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. China has purchased only a quarter of the energy products it had promised to import from the U.S. under the Phase 1 trade deal, according to Reuters. And it's not just energy. Recent numbers show China doesn't appear to be meeting its obligations for any of the product categories in the deal. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has been looking into the numbers and joins us. Hi, Nova. What did you find?
Well, between this year and next, Sabri, China is supposed to increase its purchases of U.S. goods and services by $200 billion. The Peterson Institute for International Economics crunched the numbers, and it found China has imported just over half of what it should have at this point in the deal. We asked Chad Bown, a senior fellow at the Institute, whether this was because of the pandemic.
The targets were probably unrealistic from the start. You know, even before the agreement was signed, just looking at them, it seemed like an additional $200 billion of American exports would just be a really, really big stretch. And then as 2020 has played out, I think there's a number of reasons why you're not getting close.
And among them, yes, the pandemic, it scrambled world trade. But there were a number of other economic factors, Sabri, like retaliatory tariffs.
Well, if China isn't meeting its targets, what does that mean for the Biden administration?
Well, they have to negotiate some more no matter what, right? Because the Phase 1 trade deal did not address the thornier issues between the U.S. and China. Here's Chad Bown again.
And that would include, you know, China's system of subsidies, its state-owned enterprises, these, you know, giant Chinese companies that kind of produce too much steel, produce too much aluminum, subsidies to, you know, their high-tech sectors.
So he thinks the Biden administration maybe has to toss out the Phase 1 deal so that it can get allies in on a new deal. Sabri.
All right. Thanks, Nova. Tomorrow is Black Friday, so the annual tradition of camping out on sidewalks in front of big box stores and getting into free-for-alls with fellow consumers is on hold this year. 75% of shoppers say they are planning to shop online to avoid crowds, according to a survey from Deloitte. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
More people have been shopping online during the pandemic than ever. And Brendan Witcher, an analyst at Forrester, says during the holidays,
there's no doubt that it's going to go up from here.
That will benefit big online retailers. But he says a lot of people are also likely to do their shopping later this year because their holiday plans are still up in the air.
And until we know when we're going to see someone, we're not going to make our choice on when to buy that gift.
Which could give small local businesses an advantage, he says, if they offer last-minute curbside pickup or same-day delivery. Emily Glockler is trying to offer as many options as possible for customers to shop at her Chicago boutique, One Strange Bird. In-store, online, curbside, delivery.
I'm happy for people to call in. I love curating individual gifts for people.
November has been slow, she says, but she's been encouraged by the number of customers who've told her they're planning to do their holiday shopping locally. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
Let's take a look at the numbers. U.S. markets are closed for Thanksgiving, but the FTSE in London is down 0.5% and the CAC in Paris is down less than 0.1%. Thanksgiving is a little different this year. It's a little smaller, large gatherings not being ideal in a pandemic and all. Some restaurants in London are offering smaller Thanksgiving meals you can pick up and heat up at home. And yes, they do Thanksgiving in the UK. It's not quite like here, but they kind of have a version of it. The BBC's Victoria Craig stopped by one restaurant, Passyunk Avenue, that shrunk a whole Thanksgiving meal down into a sandwich. She spoke to owner JP Teddy.
Even though we can't host you in our restaurants, we still want you to sort of feel the Philly love.
JP and his team have thought of everything. The tunes.
This QR code takes you to our Spotify playlist, the kind of grooves that you'll be listening to in a Philly dive bar, right? So you can put that on.
The food.
And here is our special edition, own recipe, Philadelphia-style hoagie roll.
And instructions to warm perfectly roasted turkey at home.
You take your vacuum-sealed bag, drop it in a pot of boiling water for 10 minutes. It brings the turkey to serving temperature.
It's all very well thought out, but how popular are these mail-order Thanksgiving dinners with customers?
We've sold nearly 100 now, and we've sort of put a limit because it's really going to stretch the limits of our capacity if we do much more than that.
So how did you come up with the concept of these Thanksgiving gobblers?
The original idea comes from Philadelphia. There's a big convenience store called Wawa, and each year they come out with a sandwich that's very similar to the thing we've put together.
It's the recipe for the perfect Thanksgiving meal.
Turkey topped with stuffing with fresh cranberry sauce.
Wawa calls it their turkey gobbler.
We've made some tweaks to this sandwich, but if you're from Philly, if you're even from the Northeast, you'll recognize this seasonal product, and we wanted to bring it to the UK.
We sort of have two problems this year with Thanksgiving, right? A, we're in the UK, so Thanksgiving isn't really a holiday, but B, there's a global pandemic.
Yeah, you know, the pandemic has forced all businesses to reconsider what they're all about and how they're going to engage with their customers. And you're right, the limitations that we have in place here means that the typical feasts, they're just not going to happen. And this product, something that's easy to put together, you don't need 20, 30 of your closest friends coming by to do it.
With the pandemic, has securing supplies for things that need to go into your food been an issue this year?
So we've worked very closely with our vendors over the last couple of months to ensure that we had supply to develop and grow the Love Bundle business. We've been okay so far.
The whole idea of your business is to bring a little bit of Philly to London. Are you seeing more sales to American customers, or is it sort of a mix?
So there's definitely big interest amongst the American expat population, but we have seen non-Americans buy it as well. We've seen people just this weekend, inspired by some of our social media posts, having a crack at trying to make a gobbler at home and sending us pictures. And these are not expats. These are actually Brits. Giving it a try at home.
Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. I think I'll leave this one to you professionals, though. JP, thanks so much for your time.
Happy to help.
I'm Sabri Benishour with the Marketplace Morning Report. Happy Thanksgiving. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.